Heavenly Father, we pray that you will take my words and speak through them. Take our hearts and speak to them, that each of us may hear your words today, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Can you imagine being a shepherd in the Bethlehem area, out in the fields on a cold winter night, huddled with the sheep, and lying across the opening of a pen to protect the sheep from wolves? It's a bleak existence. It's very far from romantic, and it's a job that was very necessary, because without the shepherds, wolves would descend on the flock. What would have been good news for a shepherd, I wonder? Perhaps a world where the wolf lies down with the lamb, to quote the prophet Isaiah. The new heaven and the new earth would be a kingdom where there would be a new and different relationship with nature. And when the angels promised peace on earth, they chose shepherds as the first to hear the good news. Peace on earth for them would probably be not having to go out at night to protect lambs from wolves. Now, in a way, choosing a shepherd as the first witness was a high-risk strategy, because shepherds in the first century lacked credibility. They were regarded rather like we might regard used car salesmen. With my apologies to any used car salesmen who are here tonight, they're people who tend not to be trusted. And shepherds were the same. They were notorious and were regarded as people who would lie, regarded as people who would take their master's sheep off to a foreign country, sell them, keep the profit to themselves, and put the losses down as wolf damage. In some places, shepherds were not even allowed to give evidence in court, because they were regarded as so unreliable. So forget the sentimental images you see on your Christmas cards. And remember that when Jesus referred to himself as a shepherd, he always qualified it. Have you noticed that in the New Testament? Whenever he calls himself a shepherd, it's never just shepherd. It's always the good shepherd. Because without the adjective, you know it's a bad shepherd. It's typical of the Christian story from beginning to end that it runs counter to our normal culture. God chooses the lowly and the despised to tell the good news of the Saviour. If that seems odd to you, then God is being typically God. He undermines our expectations. And for me, that's one of the reasons to believe these birth narratives. Nobody in the first century would have made up the story of the angels appearing to the shepherds. You just wouldn't do it, would you? You know, why choose the most notorious people to spread the good news? You would choose somebody respectable, like the Pharisee. But no, God turns things upside down, and he chooses shepherds to show that no one, absolutely no one, is beyond God's love. So the angels come and promise peace on earth and predict the birth of the Saviour. They gave the startled shepherds a sign by which they could find Jesus, a baby wrapped in baby clothes, or if you prefer the authorized version, swaddling bands. Well, it's what you would expect, wouldn't you? Especially in winter, so it's not surprising. But the angels go on You will find the babe lying in an animal feeding trough. That's what a manger is. We sentimentalize it in our images of Christmas, but it's an animal feeding trough in a stable. I was teasing my colleague Brian earlier on, who's expecting a baby any day now, and saying, you're not going to put your baby in an animal feeding trough, are you? We just wouldn't do that. It would be such a dangerous place to put a newborn baby, especially if you're in the stable with the animals there. It's going to get bitten. Is that the cradle you would expect for the Messiah, for the Word made flesh, for the Son of God? It's not, is it? We expect something full of majesty and glory. And yet, the angels tell the shepherds to go to the place where people are poor and deprived and where they lack. And here we have another hint of the world to come, a world where God reverses our normal values. A world where the wolf lies with the lamb and the lion lying with the ox. Images that are always against nature. A baby sleeping in an animal feeding trough is also a sign of a new relationship in the new world that is brought about by God. The image of a baby in a manger gives us a hint that Christ will inaugurate a new kingdom in which relationships are radically different, not just between members of the human family, but between the human family and the animal world, and indeed the whole of creation. And if Christianity has gone astray in its history, it's sometimes to forget that last bit. That the new relationships in the kingdom of God are with the whole of creation, not just between people. So next time you see a Christmas card, or its modern-day equivalent of a Facebook post, and you see a picture of shepherds serenaded by angels or kneeling before the Christ child in a manger, surrounded by domesticated animals, remember that these images tell us of a truth deeper than mere sentimentality. We are being called into a different relationship with the Creator and His creation. Little wonder, then, that when the shepherds got the message, they ran to Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.